The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello, and welcome back to 20 whatever.
20 whatever the next morning.
Yeah, the morning after.
I know. I'm a little bruised, you guys.
Yeah.
That truth or drink got the better of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of me.
The truth or drink got the better of you. The hoedown throwdown got the better of me.
I think it got the better of all three of us.
No, the hoedown throwdown actually is what sealed the deal, I think, for me.
Yeah.
So yesterday we filmed that truth or drink, and then Paloma and Ryan slipped over, and we learned the hoedown throwdown dance. Mm-hmm. It only took us three different tutorials.
Yeah, and like we were doing that for like 2 hours, it felt like.
I thought it was like 30 minutes.
Was it?
No.
It was more like 2 hours.
I think we should like check the timestamp because it was like a long time. And also, you guys know how hard it is to learn a dance when it's like not mirrored. And so then we started off with one, and then we found a mirrored one, and then we found one that like broke it down more. So
and we still never fully got it.
Yeah, no.
I was watching the videos back this morning, and I was like, "Is this the hoedown throwdown, or is this like the hoedown like?"
Right.
I don't know.
I don't even know.
Our own spin.
Yeah.
So we really thought we were doing something.
Yeah.
So
well, that's what's alcohol gives confidence.
You're right.
Yes.
You're
right. And we were drinking tequila and vodka. Tequila and vodka makes you feel like there's nothing you can do.
Right.
And that thing is still in my head. I woke
also,
up with that.
The videos, like the tutorials, were like filmed on a potato. Like,
yeah. That's what Steven said when he walked in.
Is this filmed on a potato? We're like, yeah.
Yes.
Old.
Well, because it, you know what it said? In, you know how in the description it says like how long ago it was posted?
Yeah.
14 years. 14 years since the Hannah Montana movie came out.
Yep, I feel old.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yep.
Withering away. Because what?
Wait.
14 years ago?
No.
That's crazy.
But if that feels wrong also. Like, I just saw the Hannah Montana movie. Like, it just came out.
I just had her teaching me on Disney Channel, breaking it down for me.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, can you give the audience?
Oh, my gosh.
Please say it, Ryan.
Please.
Okay.
For a little context.
We were watching like the old Disney Channel like tutorial or whatever. And so it was her and the choreographer. And he was like, okay, so do this step. And then he was like, and what's the next step? And Miley would go, country fry. Like, I don't, it was so weird.
It's one
she was
syllable.
Country fry. And she would like say everything else like pretty normal. And then it would get to the part where he was like looking at her and she was like, country fry, hip hop. I'm like, what are we doing here? How did we get here?
Every single time we're learning the dance, when Miley says country fry, Ryan goes, country fry.
I couldn't help it. I said it all night, but I could not help it.
It was necessary though, and it added to it.
You're right.
It really did.
You're right.
I don't think we would have gotten through that without your. Contract.
You're right. That's what kept us going. That was our motivation.
We were sweating bullets. Like
we
worked up a sweat. Like this was not like we like learned a little dance. Like
we were taking it seriously,
doing choreography in the living room.
Yeah. I was having like flashbacks of being at a callback and being like, no, it's too fast. Like I can't get
it. Right. There was a little bit of frustration. I was like, is it right for left? But Paloma's like, you're doing it wrong. I'm like, oh my god. Like it was the stakes were high.
So we learned the dance. Well, kind of.
We tried.
Then we went in the pool, jacuzzi. We did all that. We had some deep heart to hearts.
Yes.
And then we watched High School Musical 3.
Which was Paloma's first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please.
I have no words, honestly, but just the first 3 seconds, you just see the quality. Just like so high. The acting, the costumes, the choreography. I mean, everything was just elevated. I was like, okay, budget. Here we go.
And right. They brought the theatricality.
They did. The production value of that movie is outstanding.
So good. And it's like campy. Like, yes. I Want It All, when they have like the big cutout set.
Yeah. Yep, yep,
and they have Gabriella being like, it's Oprah calling again.
Totally.
So good. Like, and it was just so good to like see. I mean, obviously I clearly missed the bus on that one. Like, I'm just so glad now I finally did see it, but I do have regrets wishing that I could have seen that when I was younger, because I obviously teared up like at the end when everyone came out on the stage and was just like, this is the end, you guys. And I was like, no, like,
right.
It felt really good. Like, that was such a necessary movie. I'm not mad at it at all. It might be my favorite, honestly. Ooh.
It is so good.
It's really good.
That was really, like,
I think the way we described it that just hit it the best is it's a good movie that's also High School Musical. Like, it's not just good for High School Musical.
Right.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
And then it's bonus points, High School Musical.
Yeah. And yeah. It definitely, like, has that. Because, you know, like, High School Musical 1 and 2, like, not like, yes, we love it, so like, great movies, but like, for other people watching it, like, it's bad.
Yeah, and it's like, a decom, I get it.
Yes, but like, High School Musical 3, like, if you didn't know, and if this was the first movie you've ever watched, like, from it, you'd be like, oh, okay, like, this is like, good.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
And there are no skips in the entire, like,
nope.
Soundtrack.
Every song's a bop.
No, the songs were great.
Yep.
So good.
What was your favorite?
Oh my gosh, I really don't know, because I think that there were so many different numbers that brought like different elements, obviously, of the movie. Like, I'm thinking right. like Sharpay's number, and then I'm like, wait, no, but like, there was other ones. And then, I mean, Troy and Gabriella's solo song too was like really nice. Like, I wanted to hate it because that's right. my man. But the girls were singing along and I was like, this is really nice. You guys were doing the harmonies, killed it. Fantastic. I think that song.
yeah, that's a good one.
Right here, right now.
Is that what it's?
Oh no! Well, they have like three
songs. They have a few songs.
They have "Can I Have This Dance?"
Yep.
Right here, right now, yep. And then what's the one in the show?
Yeah. How does that one go?
You know how life can be.
Yeah.
Change. Yeah. That one.
Night. Yeah. Great song. I think my favorite is the prom song.
Yes.
Where they're all. It's a night of honor. It's a night of honor.
Oh, so good.
I was
really
entertaining. That one. And like, I love how they, like you said, like, very campy with like the cardboard cutouts of like the cars and like
yeah,
the other
cute.
Students like playing the moms and like the parents and stuff. I love that.
I love. And then when Zac Efron comes out in the like I Heart Sharpay shirt and he's like, oh my God, Sharpay.
Yeah, that was really funny. I like the comedy of that.
Yeah.
That was cute.
Also, like I think I mentioned, Zeke.
Ooh. Oh,
Zeke in High School Musical 3.
Oh yeah, the girls made sure to point that out.
I said, I said, pay attention. I said, look, and then she looked.
And they and didn't give him enough screen time in this movie. It was way less.
I agree.
Also, why didn't he get to be in that closing scene where they're all like looking off into the distance with the marquee?
He's not.
I guess he wasn't
important.
On. He and Martha were like
weren't
in
that there. And Kelsey wasn't on there either.
I feel like Kelsey not being on there was kind of a diss.
Wait,
I don't know.
But they were trying to recreate the poster, and yes. were they in the poster?
Yeah, and it was like I think that makes sense. Yeah.
But Kelsey wrote the whole dang show.
She did all three.
Freaking playmaker.
Well, she got the Juilliard scholarship. You're right. She is the playmaker.
She's the playmaker. You're right. You're so so right. Also, even the script was way better.
Yes.
Like, the lines weren't so like, okay, what?
Did Kenny Ortega, he didn't write it, right? He just directed it.
But it was directed by Kenny Ortega. And he did some of the choreography too. Like, he was like co-choreographed it with some other guy. With that one guy who's in all the movies.
Yeah.
Did you guys know they were books?
Like, no.
No.
I did not know
okay,
they were books.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So.
Okay. Do we read? Do we read it?
Book club.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just like, wait, that would be kind of funny, because what if it's like different?
Ooh.
Because I know it's like based off the movie, but like, what if stuff changes? We should read it.
Yeah, we should.
I am trying to get into the habit of reading.
Right. I do want to be a, like you mentioned, a reading girly.
I do want to be a reading girly, yeah. But see, we'll talk about that another time.
I'm an audiobook girly. Because I can play it while I'm doing something. And I just don't have the time right now to like, I kept wanting to read physical books and then I would like never get to it because I wouldn't
right.
have the time to
right.
sit down and do it. But audiobook, it's like if I'm driving,
skipping
if I'm
podcast.
Folding laundry. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Skipping podcasts. Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. I definitely did that during school because just I'd be reading and I'd be like, wait, I have to go back. I was not paying attention.
Right.
I was just listening to it. It was so much easier for me.
I feel like the hard part about in my mind about like doing audiobooks and stuff is that like, I feel like I want to like not be doing other things. Like, I kind of just want to like sit there and
pay attention
mm-hmm. and like be in that moment. Mm-hmm. You're right. Like, if you don't have time, then like you can't just sit down with a book. Like, you gotta like.
People also get weirdly gatekeepy about audiobooks. They're like, it's not real reading.
It's like, really?
That's true. Yeah. Some people are like very hardline about like audiobooks are not reading.
Oh, I didn't know.
I disagree. But also, I'm a little biased because I'm an audiobook girly.
Right. Well, yeah. I guess technically it is not actually reading. You're not looking at anything. Yeah. You're listening.
What's the definition of reading?
Isn't reading like literally looking at words on a page and reading it?
It could be.
Or what? or listening?
Yeah, that's true. Because then what's the difference?
That makes it listening.
Yeah, it's listening.
But it's still a book. You are consuming
the literature.
Yes. That's a big word for Elmo.
That's a good one. I'm gonna use that. Oh, that's a big word for Elmo.
What is the word he says? Oh, balsamic vinegar. That's a big word for Elmo.
Grace has watched a couple episodes of Sesame Street. I was watching it the other day, and who else but Lin-Manuel Miranda walks on screen?
Of course.
Yes.
I love
that. And he starts rapping about habitats. Like different. He was like a salesman for Big Bird trying to get him to like leave Sesame Street. Like, come by property and like this habitat. And he's like rapping.
Of course, he's in a Sesame Street bag.
Iconic, right.
Yeah, of course.
Right. Also, it's New York. So like very much his vibe. Yeah. Sesame Street's in New York.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing all the kids things lately, like the Moana.
Yeah, what's the other one? It's Moana, and then there's another one that he did.
Didn't he do...
Encanto.
Encanto, yes.
Right.
Yes. I was like, hello.
I was going to say Family Madrigal, and then I was like, nope, yes. That's the song, yes. Sierra.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. That's... But isn't there something else, too? He does... Mary Poppins. He didn't write that, but he was in it.
He was in it, yeah.
Yeah, he does music for, like, a lot of, like, movies on Netflix that like I didn't even know. What, there was another one too that there's like an animal one or something. Like it's like a
oh yeah, it's not very good. It's about it's a monkey, I think, right? It's like a magic monkey or something like that.
Magic monkey.
I know a lot of people love to hate on Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
But I'm a big Lin-Manuel Merfanda.
Merfanda. Oh,
I love him.
Yeah.
I do. I feel like he's so talented at writing musicals, and he's very charismatic, and like he does a lot with his platform,
right.
And like I just feel like he seems like a genuinely good person.
Yeah,
like I think I would be really disappointed, like more so than any other celebrity, if it came out that he was like a dick.
Yeah.
I would feel like personally hurt.
Yeah, agree. I like him too. I think it's fun to be like, oh, Lin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like he's in on the joke.
I agree.
I think he is. He's self-aware.
Yeah. He knows. Yeah. He knows he's the, what's that guy that's in every musical that what, Corbin? Not Corbin. James Corden. No?
James Corden.
He's in like every single thing. And it's like that. Like Lin-Manuel's like, oh, there's Lin-Manuel again. Like in another thing. And I think he just knows. He's like, I'm just my bit.
I'm in my era right now. Like he's like definitely like in his Lin-Manuel.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
But like smart on him because he really could just like stop at any point.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
he's got his money. He's got his name. Like we all know what we're like. We know him. He's
and
a household
he is
name.
Riding that wave.
Yeah. Oh,
still.
As he should.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
What like where do you think like the Where's Waldo of movie musicals? Like that's like him.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, 100%. He wrote some song for it or he's making a cameo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bring It On, the musical.
What? Yeah,
he wrote some
Shut
of that.
Shut up.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, love that. And it's such a great musical.
Yeah, it's like him and someone else. Like it was like him and, yeah.
And there's
another one called, I can't remember what. It's not Stomp, but it's like something like that. He wrote that too.
What are we playing today?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
should
we're playing again. I forgot. I'm like, let's just vibe. Yeah, so we're going to be playing We're Not Really Strangers. And so for those who don't know, it's a card game, but it's like, it's supposed to build your connection with people that you already know and like build a connection with someone that you don't know, but build a stronger connection with those that you do. So I thought it would be fun for us to do and like us get to know each other deeper and also for you guys to get to know us a little bit more as well.
I love the idea of this game.
It's so sweet. I played it with my sister. When she was staying with me in LA and I was like on the verge of tears like so many times because we really got to know each other and I've never had deep conversations like that with her. You know, she's 13. So like, yeah.
It seems like because it's our first time, me and P's first time playing it. It seems like it brings up questions that you wouldn't just normally ask in a casual conversation.
Right. And it also like helps you understand how people view you. Because like there's three categories, right? Like the first level is a perception. So a lot of the questions are like kind of like, how do you perceive me? And like, what was the first things you thought of when you saw me or met me? Like that, like first impression type of vibes. And then the second one, I can't remember off the top of my head, but it just like kind of gets deeper and deeper. And the last one is reflection. So you kind of just reflect on everything you've learned, and like they're a little bit deep. They get a little deep. So
and we do them in order, right? Like we go
level one, level two, and everything.
Ooh, this is fun. I'm excited to see what kind of questions they're going to ask.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. So you, normally you play with two people, but basically what we're going to do is like one person's going to ask, and then whoever's not asking will just answer the question.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go first?
P.
Yeah.
I've been volunteered. So this is level one, perception of we're not really strangers. Do you think I intimidate others? Why or why not? Who am I asking?
Both of us.
We are both going to answer.
All right, ladies.
Hmm.
Do you think I intimidate others?
I don't think so. I think you have like a very like warm energy on like immediate first impression, where I feel like if I met you in like a bathroom at a bar, I would immediately be like, oh my God, she was so nice. Like I would approach you and ask you for a tampon.
Oh, good.
If
good,
I didn't
good,
know you.
Good, good, good. Yeah. Okay, good. I'm going to be honest. I have like real, I suffer from RBF, like really massive, like resting bitch face. So like I make a point to always be like to smile. Cause I'm like, oh my gosh, like if you're just chilling there with your face like that, girl.
Yeah.
So I try to make it less, you know, approachable. So that's good.
I feel like, no, I don't think you intimidate others, but I think like depending on like who's around, like if you're around your friends and you're like really like, you know, chatty or like going off, I think like if someone is like more shy, they would be like, okay, I like maybe you're like a lot for them in that, in like those moments, like depending on who you're around, but not intimidating, just maybe like,
she's okay, a lot.
Yeah.
I think one way that I'm trying to reflect on, like before I knew you and I like knew of you because we ran in similar circles.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were a little intimidating because of how talented you were.
Yeah.
And I think when people are that talented, you're like, are they full of themselves?
Like you kind
do
of
they
put
know?
Them in
are
a
they
box.
A diva?
Yeah.
You know, because like if someone's that talented, like sometimes they kind of get the right to be a diva.
Right.
You know, they shouldn't be, but sometimes they are. And then you're like so the opposite of that. Like you're not at all.
Yeah.
But there very much was this thing of you hear like hearing you belt at the NYA Awards.
Right.
And then being like.
And also everyone else being like, oh my God, Paloma, like you're so amazing. You're this, you're that. Yeah.
Yes. Aww. It's like you're up. You were up on this pedestal because you are so talented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's true.
It is true.
Aw. Well, I'm good. I'm really glad. Good.
Honestly,
I
this
don't
is so
intimidate.
Funny. I don't know why. Actually, I do know why, because I'm just annoying. But like, so I talk about like how Paloma's so talented all the time, and I'm like the diva for her. I'm like, Paloma, do you know her?
Yeah.
Because she is so talented. Yeah, and she doesn't want to talk to you. And that's not the tea. But like, I just feel like because you're so talented, and I can just be like a bitch about it. Yeah. You know? I got a diva in her tone. I got it taken care of.
I love that. She's the one going around, yeah, why are you looking at her, huh?
Yeah, right.
Someday Paloma's on tour and you're like, did you put the right peanut M&Ms in her dressing room?
Exactly.
She wants blue only.
Right. Take all these reds, take them out.
Out.
I'm in an interview. They're like, so Paloma, you don't like. I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? They're like, we spoke with PR. Right.
Brian's been making all these ridiculous demands.
Yeah. It's like only flavored bubbly she likes.
Right.
Snacks.
Right.
That she must have hot Cheetos at all times.
Right. Totally.
That's so funny. I'm dead. Oh, good one. Oh, that's cool.
Okay. Do you think I fall in love easily? Why or why not?
No.
Why?
I think you're guarded. So maybe like internally you fall in love easily, but I think you wouldn't show that to another person quickly. Mm. Maybe as like protection for yourself and your heart. Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm.
You obviously know it's crazy out there. So you gotta protect your heart. And I think that you're very much like, you love love and you want love, but you're not like, I'm not going to not want it if I'm unsure. You know, like it's
right.
Like you are guarded, like Sierra said. So I think that there's like, listen, you got to give it so they like they know it's real rather than, you know, just falling in love. Like that's not you. Like Ryan just being like, oh my God, I love you now.
But it's an interesting balance because you are open to love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think a lot of people, when you say like, do you fall in love easily? It's like they're closed off to it. You're open to it.
Yeah.
But you're protecting yourself and your heart, which honestly, I feel like is a really healthy balance. You're like, I'm not opposed to falling in love.
Right.
You're realistic about
it. But I'm going to be careful to make sure that I don't get hurt.
Right.
Which is actually really good.
Smart. No, very smart. Yeah.
And healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think, like, obviously, like, I mean, literally what you guys are saying, like, I'm very open to it. But, like, I also, like, don't want it if it's not really what I want it to be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not in the business of just, like, being
you're
in relationships.
You're not desperate at all. You are very conscious of what you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Well, there's that. This literally feels like a collection plate.
It does.
Like,
it
put your tithes, right, tithes and offerings.
Throw your offerings.
As a child, what do you think I wanted to be?
Okay, a few things, I think. I think maybe a teacher or something to do with, like animals. Like, not a vet, but, like, what are the ones that are, like, out in the wild, like, doing things? Like, National Geographic type.
Like, archaeologists?
Yeah, like that.
That's pretty accurate.
I'm really trying to think. Because right now, I'm like, Sierra, I'm like a performer. Like, I cannot see you in any other light. But then I'm like, wait, back up. I'm thinking about little Sierra. Like, okay, what does she want? And I really think that I'm going to go with, like, Ryan's answer. Where you said, like, animals or, like, kid. Like, something very, what's that word I'm looking for? Like, how you said, like, just very involved. Like, owl in the,
zoologist.
The wild.
Yeah.
Zoologist. Yeah.
Something like that. And maybe where you're, like, teaching or others, or like helping others, like,
but
learn more about animals
and exploring stuff. Exploring. Like, I feel that energy of you, Sierra. Like,
totally.
You love to, like, learn, and you're so curious. Yeah. So I think that would be good.
That's pretty close. I wanted to be a geologist, and then for a little while I did want to be a vet, and then I realized I want to be around animals. I don't want to see sick and injured animals.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I was like, oh my gosh, I want to be like a zookeeper or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it always was like I wanted to do something like outside, I think,
mm-hmm.
you know, if it wasn't performing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And even still, whenever, you know how sometimes people are like, oh, in a different life, like, what career would you be doing? I'm like, literally would not be possible in this life. But if I took like a completely different path, I feel like I would really thrive being like a nature photographer, like being out like for months on end just to get that like perfect shot.
Right.
Absolutely. And I can see that from your Alaska pictures that they were like so like no, those.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Those nature pictures were so, I was eating that up. Loved
it. No, it was great.
So
you know what else I was watching? I don't know what. I'm not really like watch like an. I'm not a nature girly. That is not my tea. I wish it was. I'm just not for me. But I was watching something where they were doing like a documentary about like LA wildlife and like all of the wild animals that live in like the hills.
Yeah. Mm.
And they like would set up like cameras and stuff, and you would see like the mountain lions and all this stuff that like live there, but they keep getting pushed out, you know, because like, we keep like building things because humans be humaning.
Right.
But it was crazy to see like how much wildlife is like literally right in our backyards, like all the time. Yeah. We like forget.
Right.
Wait, where did you see this?
I've seen that one.
Is it on Disney?
I think it's on Disney Plus.
I think it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
Disney Plus has a bunch of National Geographic documentaries.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. And yeah, that's what I watch when I'm hungover. Like I'm so serious because I can't do anything. So I just watch like Disney stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I need right now. I'm like, put on the National Geographic.
Right. Totally.
All right, P.
Okay. We're still
this is
on
so fun.
One.
I really love this game.
I literally, we're barely on the third one. I'm like, should we do a part two?
I know.
This is kind of fun. What compliment do you think I hear the most?
Oh,
that you're talented.
So beautiful. Oh.
Both.
Yeah.
Beautiful and talented. I feel like there's not a person alive who could hear Paloma saying and not just be like, holy shit.
No, agree.
Stop it, Sarah. You're gassing me too much.
I'm sorry.
Like, no, I agree.
I'm going to go red. Ryan knows. I actually, to be honest, I'm really, really shy about my voice. And that's...
Yeah.
I'm for a person who loves being on stage and singing so much and like that's obsessed with it, I'm just so shy about it because like me getting deep, not even about the card. Sorry, you guys.
No, please.
But it's such a hard compliment to accept, actually. Like, so it's like, what compliment the most? And I'm like thinking right now, like, what's a compliment that I'm all getting? And yes, but I think that's the compliment that I can never take. It's like being told, like, you're so talented. And I'm like, you are so nice to think that. And I don't know if you're right because there's just like, and yes, there's so many other talented people and your talent and your beauty doesn't be taken away from anybody else or anything like that. But there's a part of me that's just like, I don't know. No, not really. Like you guys.
Right. Like you're just saying that to be nice. Is that how you kind of like take it?
Yeah. I don't know. Cause I'm like, Paloma, you've auditioned and gotten roles. So why do you not think you're able to do. I don't know. Yeah. It's just like a personal thing. And that's a compliment I do get. And I think that I like struggle to accept, honestly.
Do you think it's something where because all three of us being like trained singers, musical right. theater singers, you hear the critiques in your head.
Yeah.
So you can't just hear yourself sing and go, that was nice.
Right.
You hear yourself and you go, that was a little sharp, that I scooped that note, I did this, that vowel shape was off.
Right.
I find that I'm very similar in that, I mean, freaking every YouTuber's like released music, but I posted like one cover on YouTube like 5 years ago because all I hear when I sing is all the mistakes and the critiques that like a vocal instructor would give me.
And I'm hearing you say that and I'm like, which is insane because you have such a beautiful voice. Yeah. Like
even your speaking voice.
Such a beautiful voice. And the fact that more people should be hearing you sing. And I'm like,
right. No, I feel the same. Yeah, I feel the same
and
way.
We've had this conversation before, I think.
Yeah.
Where it's just like your voice, your singing voice is like personal to me. So it's like,
if it's
not good or someone perceives it as like bad or like not good, I think that would just kill me.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel jealous of people who can just sing for fun?
Yes.
Like that they haven't had those years and years of like critique so that they can just sing and enjoy it and have fun and not overanalyze it.
Yep.
Well, that's actually what I told Ryan when we were talking the same topic about singing. And we were just like, we love it so much. Like, why are we so hard on ourselves? And just like, we wish. And then I was like, you know what, Ryan, I think I'm getting to a place and I'm working there where I'm like, I love to sing and I'm not going to not sing because it's not the greatest or not good or anything like that. And because what? I'm going to not sing because someone else. And I was like, even if I was the best singer, even when you are a great singer, there's people out there that don't think you're a good singer. And it's like, this is an ongoing conversation that I've had with Ryan where it's like, I know that I don't want to get in my own way and not sing. Like, that's the alternative, not singing.
Yeah,
right.
And what, like, I'm not going to sing for fun? Like, no, I'm not. And so I'm working on maybe not post a video onto the internet. I don't know if I'm there yet, but I'm like, I want to be there and I want to post that and show everyone. And like, it's just going to be for you guys.
That's
what I can say.
Send it in the group chat.
Yeah, I'm gonna give myself permission to just be like, this is for my family and my friends. And I know you guys are going to love it and I'm going to love doing it. So why not do it?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what's given me like permission, I guess, to like enjoy singing again is just singing to Grace.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, she's a baby. She does not care if this is off and this is wrong and technically incorrect.
Yeah.
Because I'm singing to comfort her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not for her to be like flat. Right.
Can you imagine Grace is like, that was a little sharp.
She starts doing her little head.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, no.
But it's. I think the first time I've really like had fun singing again, that and like my dad and my brothers play guitar. Mm-hmm. And so when they're like playing and we're just like singing, it's like, oh, this is just like a fun family thing. Like no one has, I don't have to be good.
Yeah.
See, I don't know what, I just think I just have problems, but my dad plays the piano and my dad loves musical theater and he's always like, sing with me. And I'm like, I will find any excuse not to sing with him.
And it's musical. And I love musical
and I love singing with my dad and I love doing that. But like recently I'm like, I just can't. And then my sister will go in and like sing with him and it's like amazing. And I'm like, yeah, you're so good. You're giving, like you're doing it. And my dad's like, you should sing with me. And I'm like,
Ryan, my heart's literally breaking right now.
I know.
If your dad asks you to sing and he's playing the piano, you have to sing.
I know. I need to because obviously that's just like a moment for us to like be together and like spend together.
Yeah.
And I'm in my head like, I don't want to sound bad. And my dad's like, I literally don't care. Like, that's not what we're doing here.
And you know what? Overall, it's just, you don't need to even be the best at everything. Like, forget like you don't have to be the best at anything to be able to enjoy something. So I just have to keep reminding myself that I am passionate about singing and I love it. And I just got to work on like hearing that. Like, why can't I believe the compliment?
Because like hobbies, right? Like, yeah, I like to like, I don't know, do something. Like, maybe I don't draw, but like, maybe I like to draw, but like, I don't have to be good to enjoy it.
I love that you don't have to be good at your hobbies.
Just hobbies. It's just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's where it gets a little bit tricky because we do like do musical theater and like, if I could get paid for that, that would be great. Right. Like, and it's that weird like balance of like, yeah, it's for fun, but also it's for monies. So,
And
I have to be good in order to get the money, right? To get the role.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah.
Dang.
So.
Well, all right.
Anyways, deep, you guys. Me.
We'll have to keep telling Paloma that she's talented. Yeah. So that she
we
got to
keep reminding
we're
you.
We're going to have to sing, you guys. That's what I think is going to push us out of this. We've never sung together.
Yeah, maybe we should sing after this.
Maybe we should.
I think we should.
Oh, I'm shy. I'm all right. I can't do it.
My throat is just a little itchy. I don't know. I'm sick. Up to par.
I have a headache. I can't do it.
You know?
Oh.
We're going to have, we have to have like a karaoke or something, like an encouraging karaoke where.
That's what I love about karaoke. Well, I feel like it's different in LA because people like try.
Yeah.
But like, I love going to like a divey dive bar and singing like Redneck Woman. Yeah. Like no one is expecting me to be good.
Right.
And I can just have fun.
Right.
Yeah.
I know there's always like, Ryan actually doesn't like karaoke because she's like, it stresses me. It stresses you out. Right.
Like, yeah. And I don't like going with theater people.
Yeah, I get that.
Because
they just try. And I'm like, this is not like a cabaret. This isn't a show. Like, people are drunk. Like, let's just like have a good time.
Yeah.
So I don't even participate. Like, I just enjoy. I just watch.
I think we need to find a karaoke song for you that has zero technical, like even any way that you could, like you can't hold a note.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like it is purely for the entertainment.
Singing Party in the USA with Steven.
Yes.
At karaoke. That was fantastic.
You guys,
I would do that again. Yeah. That was fun. I would do that.
That
again.
Was so funny. I cannot believe you got him to sing karaoke.
Me too. I really didn't think he was going to do it.
That's like his worst nightmare.
Really?
And then he's up there going, I put my hands up with Ryan.
I was like, Steven, I was like, come on, we got to do it. Like, we'll just do this one song. Like, it's fine. And he was like, nah. I was like, bro, come on. And he was like, okay.
Dude, like, that's so awesome that you convinced him to do
it. I think you could probably convince Steven to do just about anything. Okay. I feel like Steven is like so in his shell. And when there's people who are very extroverted and like, bring him out, it kind of gives him the confidence to like do it. Like he very much was like, okay, Ryan's confident, so like I'm just gonna be confident with Ryan.
Right.
Like he needs someone like that.
Okay. Just a little push. Just
come on, I'll be I'm there with you. Yeah. We can do it together. Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah, I do think I need to find like a go-to karaoke song.
Yeah. And we'll work on it.
We should find a go-to karaoke song that we all sing together.
We should.
A good trio.
Mm-hmm.
Let's brainstorm.
Yeah. We'll think of some. You put some in the comments if you think of any.
Yeah,
let
please.
Us know. Oh, this is good.
Oh.
What was your first impression of me?
Ooh. Okay, so I first met you. Did we meet at Callbacks for Les Mis or the first rehearsal?
The first rehearsal because I wasn't at Callbacks.
Right. Okay, so first rehearsal. Don't know. I know one of my initial first impressions of you was like, oh my God, she's such a good dancer.
Oh.
Like, I don't remember when that would have been, though, because that wouldn't have been early on in the rehearsal process.
Right.
But I remember just being like, oh my God, she's so freaking good.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe just sometime during the rehearsal
that
process.
That you were a good dancer. Oh, that was like my first thing that I really thought about you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm trying to think of. Shit, it was so long ago.
I know.
In theater, also, we were in a show together. I think that I was just like, oh, this girl's like crazy and funny. I like it.
Yeah.
And so then I just kind of was always talking to you. And I think that's just, that was it. I was just like, oh, I like her. You know, you just like meet someone, they're like, oh, I like them. They're like fun.
Yeah.
That's what you gave.
Oh, love that. That's what I intend to give.
Ooh, wild card. Think of your favorite childhood TV show of all time. On the count of three, say it out loud. 1, 2, 3. Zaboomafoo.
I love Zaboomafoo.
I love Zaboomafoo.
I showed an episode of that to Grace.
Does she love it?
She could not have cared less. What? I was like, rude.
No, that's actually
rude.
Come
on.
Zaboomafoo.
No, Zaboomafoo goes hard. Yeah,
like when the lemur passed away, I remember like recently,
oh my God,
I was so heartbroken. Like I was like, dang.
It wasn't that long ago, but it was like a handful of years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe like five.
Yeah. I feel like the Kratt brothers are like the unsung heroes of our generation.
Agree.
Yeah. That was
and
a show.
And you know, they still.
They have a show.
They have a show. It's animated.
Yes.
Oh. So they have an animated like Zaboomafoo.
Called Wild Kratts.
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
So sweet.
That's really, I mean, I love the hell out of that show.
I
mean, the closet that was just always full.
Oh my God.
Always
full. Yep.
What?
Zaboomafoo.
With the Kratt brothers. Well, walking in the woods one day. It's so good.
It's like something strange.
Yeah.
I do know all the lyrics.
Just around the.
Okay.
Sorry, but
no, that's hey.
It's a where you going? I don't know.
How do we get there?
Come on, let's go. Me and you and Zaboomafoo. love that.
So good.
Okay.
Love you said that. That's a Raven.
I said That's a Raven. Yeah. For sure. For sure. I mean, that was I was a little bit older. Like that wasn't like a
childhood.
Like yeah. But still.
That was like the first one that sticks out to you.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I said what Full House.
Oh, Full House. That's a good one.
That channel like popped right in my head. All of a sudden, it was like Urkel, like all that Full House, yeah. And all that came to my mind. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, Full House. That's a good one. My sister like loves.
She, really?
Like, yeah. I mean, obviously, she wasn't born like when it came out, but she like binged it and then binged Fuller House. Like,
ooh, ridiculous. I haven't seen Fuller House.
I watched the first season and it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like it's cute. It's cute.
Yeah.
Okay. It's cute.
But it's giving cute like Netflix, like 90s.
It's nostalgia bait, yeah. Which doesn't mean it's bad. Like no. It has its place. But
right. Yeah, it's nothing.
It doesn't have like some of the base characters still.
It does. All of them. All of them except the Olsen twins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uncle Jesse?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay. He's not a main. So he comes like in some episodes.
Oh, okay.
It's mainly DJ and cool. Kimmy.
Yep.
And this other sister. What's her name? Stephanie.
Stephanie.
And they have Kimmy, like kids and stuff and whatever.
Okay. Cute.
But like Uncle Joey comes, the dad comes.
I love that.
Aunt Becky.
I love. Okay, cute.
Aunt Becky.
Yeah.
Do you remember when all that stuff came out about the college scandal?
Yes.
I remember all the tweets just being like, Aunt Becky.
No, yeah. What happened?
She basically, paid for her daughter to get into UCLA. And then like
and then the
they
daughter was like,
they pretended
it, like,
that she was a rower, so she got a rowing scholarship, or like that she had like not a scholarship because I think they paid, but like a place on the rowing team.
And like that's how she got into this.
And they like staged photos of her like on a rower. They're like kind of camp.
Yeah, no, it's like kind of funny. Did she go to jail?
I think she did serve a little bit of time.
For that.
And the daughter was a YouTuber.
Oh yeah,
and she's
she's
still on YouTube.
Yeah, she like left the internet. Like
she was on Dancing
happening.
With the Stars like 2 seasons ago with JoJo Siwa.
This is crazy information.
Yeah. Wait, but is that illegal?
Yeah, because it wasn't like because there's the quote unquote like legal way to pay of like oh we donated a library and then our daughter just happened to get in but it was like there was a specific coach I think on the team who had like. Was basically collecting money from all of these parents to like put their kids on like fake on the teams and there's actually a really good documentary about it.
Really?
Yeah. Steven and I watched it. I forgot what it's called, but about all the it's not a documentary, it's like a dramatized series, I think, but about like the coach who was like getting people on these teams. It's really interesting.
Wow. Crazy. I guess she went to jail for 2 months.
Oh, 2 months.
Not Aunt Becky.
Served her time. Yeah, justice was served.
She really learned her lesson.
What does my Instagram tell you about me?
I feel like I gotta go a look. Take a peruse.
Yeah, let's take a gander.
I wanna like approach it as if I had never seen you before and you were tagged on someone's story.
Okay.
And I like
wanted to see what the tea was.
Yeah, you ended up just like clicking and being like, oh, who's this?
Yeah. Okay, let's take a look.
I hope it's looking aesthetic.
It's giving really fun, bubbly girl who lives in LA and eats a lot of good food.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yeah.
True.
It's giving girly girl.
Girly girl, friendly, approachable.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Love it.
Like, good. I would hit the follow button.
Nice.
I mean,
okay.
I have.
Good.
Yeah. I think I'm going to unfollow.
Now that I'm here.
Yeah. It's giving like food, fun, live, laugh, love.
Yeah.
I love that.
I know you do.
Ryan, actually, I have like a photograph painting of like some really inspirational words, and Ryan looks at it and she's like, it's giving live, laugh, love, Paloma.
It really is. And I'm like, why is this in here?
It is not even.
It is. It literally says like live, laugh, like in the picture.
It doesn't. It's like live your life to the fullest. I'm just kidding.
That's what I said. It is. It's like laugh at your like mistakes or something. I don't know.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
But it is. It does have some like inspirational things, like learn from your past, look at your future. Ryan, the rolling. Ugh, this is very live, laugh, love, Paloma.
And it's good. Been in your childhood bedroom. It came to the last apartment. It's in this one. I'm like, get rid of it.
You know what? It's driven her life thus far.
It's my affirmation.
Every day, Paloma wakes up and she goes, live, laugh, love.
God. That is so funny.
Live, laugh, love, and then Googles, when does the pumpkin spice latte come out?
God, you are so embarrassing. It's giving Chuggy millennial. Like, that is
Dude, I am so Chuggy. And I love it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I know that there are things about me that are choogy, but I can't. I feel like they're a bit obscure about what they actually are. Like, it's not like Uggs and like,
yes,
pokes, but it's like, I know I do have some choog in me.
We're like pure choog, and you're like fringe choog.
Yeah. Like, yeah, borderline,
yeah,
choog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Agree. And honestly, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Like, you know what? I wonder if there's like a BuzzFeed quiz of like, how choogy are you? Like, how many Bath and Body Works candles do you have? Like, ooh, we should do that. Ooh.
But also, how many of those body sprays do you have?
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we graduated from the sprays, I feel like. Oh.
Oh.
Whoops.
I love the coconut one.
Oh, right, right,
right. We graduated to candles,
but,
and
well, but you have like perfumes. Like, are you like a perfume girl?
I am a little bit. Yeah, I have a couple of nice perfumes that I like.
Yeah, I feel like that when I first got like really got into, I was like, oh, this is like very grown of me to like get a perfume, not a body spray.
Yeah,
yeah,
a perfume.
Which, by the way, I did just buy one that smells so good by Glossier. It's like the only perfume they have. It smells so good, and I've gotten so many compliments on it. And I've
had that one for a while, and I loved it.
You like Glossier though. I
do like Glossier a lot. Yeah, yeah.
They smell so good.
It just smells
lotion.
Like clean.
Oh yeah,
love it.
And maybe for your like makeup journey, whatever, like that, have they have a clean like
makeup. I was just telling Ryan and Paloma, I'm trying to find like a light makeup routine that feels like not too far from when I'm not wearing makeup, because I don't want it to be like such a drastic difference of wearing makeup, not wearing makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten quite a few Glossier products, and I love them.
Yeah. They have a liquid blush too. Like I think it's called like a blush tint or something. That's really cute, and it's like very light, natural looking.
I'm all for the liquid blushes. I just got the Rare Beauty and I love it. I think I'm going to buy more.
I have the Merit Beauty one, and I just used it for the first time yesterday, and I really like it.
I don't know. I have one too, and I can't remember where it's from, but it was like cheap because I was like, I don't really know how I feel. I love blush.
Yeah.
But like, you know, with the complexion and stuff, like it's hard to find like the like where it will actually like show up. So sometimes I end up using like even eyeshadow.
I've heard that a lot of people do that.
Because the pigment is better.
Yeah. I used to use eyeshadow for my eyebrows in college.
Me too.
Yeah. But it was not a good look.
No, yeah. I was literally just in my last vlog, I was talking about how I wanted to do like the feathered brow. Like, I've really been seeing that a lot, and I really want to get into it, but like I come from like block brows. Like literally like the thick brows, like 2014, 2016, like that was my jam. And I'm trying to get away from that because I really want to do the feathered brow look, but I'm not there yet. I'm working on it. Okay. Oh, we're in level two now.
Ooh.
Level two is connection. Okay. Ooh. This is at the both of you. Right. What is a dream you've let go of?
That's deep.
I don't know.
That's really deep. I think the biggest lifelong dream that I let go of was like trying to be on Broadway. I think that because that was always like the end goal, the dream, the light at the end of the tunnel that I'm working towards.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I started YouTube, it was like, oh, I'm starting this as a hobby. And then maybe if I like gain some sort of following, I can use that as like an extra like leg up for like getting a role.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think once I realized where I wanted my life to go, and that moving to New York and going to cattle calls all day did not fit into that life that I actually wanted. But letting go of that when that's like the thing you've been working towards your whole life is hard.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I do love about theater is that you can do it at any age. It's not like sports where you like age out, you know, when you're 30. Like I could be on Broadway when I'm 70.
Yeah.
In like some like older role, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I've given up on it now, but I haven't given up on my love for theater. But I've given up on the like, I want to be a Broadway star.
Right.
Honestly, that's my same answer. I completely, because I used to think that I wanted to be on Broadway. I was like, because that's what they tell us. That's like, that's like the biggest platform that you can be on as like a theater performer. So I was like, yep, that's what I want to do. And then finally, as I kept doing theater and like still loved it, everything. But what I found was I did Spring Awakening for, it was like almost 2 months. And then I found that the run was just too long for me. Like just, it was too much of the same. And I preferred doing other kind of scripts, like more like TV. So it could change, you know, it's like same plot, same cast, same stuff, but we're doing something different. Like we're not saying the same thing over and over. And I felt like the repetitiveness of it and the strain on my body, like just hitting my knees every two, like I was younger too. So, and now that I'm older, I like tell a girl, Ryan, I'm like, I don't know how I could be on Broadway. Like, in like a run, like over 6 months, like my body is, I see like Broadway performers right now say like their body is so exhausted. And I'm like, is my body like too old to Broadway and dance like that? Because it takes such a toll on your body.
Yeah.
I mean, 8 shows a week for like a year contract.
Yeah.
And that's not like, cause I think a lot of the times it's like, oh, you're working that hard so that you can get to the place where it's more relaxed, but like that is the place. You made it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like the best case scenario is that you get a year contract for a show.
Right.
And are doing 8 shows a week.
That's what I realized. I was like, I would be fighting for something that I'm like, I don't even think I would want to do. Like in theory, yes, I want to dance and be on a huge platform, but I don't want to do the same show every single day, 8 times. Like, go God. Right. I mean, during Legally Blonde, I was dying. Like I was exhausted. I would not come out after. I couldn't even eat certain things and stuff like that to watch my body, like my voice, like my throat, like milk and stuff like that. So it's just your life is very restricted, and I couldn't like be loud because like I hurt my throat. Like,
and we would, I remember like we would be like, oh, we're going out and to do this and that, and like gonna go drink or whatever. And you were like, have fun. I have to go to bed. Like, because I can't do any of that.
We have 2 shows tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like, I know that I asked the question, so apologies.
I want you to answer that. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the same, except I haven't let it go.
I'm glad you haven't.
Yeah, me too. But I just realistically, it's not, and I know that. But I still have a hard time admitting that, and not like I feel like in my head, I'm like, I know that like that's really probably not going to be the tea, and I'm probably not going to make it to Broadway or do that whole thing. But to like really say that and like move away from that feels like I'm letting myself down and like everything that I've ever done in my entire life. Like, then why did I even do any of that? And like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Obviously I love theater and I will continue to do it. And I enjoy, you know, even if it's like community theater, whatever, like I have a great time doing that and I don't want to stop doing that. But to be like, oh yeah, like I'm not working towards like that, Broadway anymore. Like, and I'm like, and my parents say, they're like, oh yeah, like she's gonna be on Broadway one day. And like, and my siblings too are very like encouraging of that. And then for me to be like, no, I actually like can't, or like I just don't think that that's gonna be the tea,
right?
You know, like the ice. Yeah, so I haven't let it go.
Don't one of us needs to keep going.
Don't And here's the thing, we're just all 3 going to be on, but it's going to be a short contract. We're just going to do like that Cameron Dallas thing where he just showed up on Mean Girls for like a month contract, and then we're out.
Okay. But it's so funny that you said that about like when you first started YouTube, like, oh yeah, maybe I'll gain a following and that's going to like catapult me, because we've talked about that too. Like maybe this, like, you know, growing our socials and doing all of this will give us opportunities, like we were talking, like Cameron Dallas and Addison Rae and all those people who are like doing the things that we want to do because they have a huge following. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I mean, if a Broadway show approached me now and was like, hey, do you want to do a promotional thing? Literally
bags packed
right. On the plane,
right?
Let's go.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I don't deserve that just on the talent side,
right?
There are people way more talented than me working actively towards that goal,
right?
Yeah.
But there is that aspect of having a following in social media where you're like, well, maybe they're gonna want someone who has that, you know,
right?
And maybe I can use that.
And they do. Like, we've been in auditions where they're like, what's your what kind of following
socials
you got?
Following.
Show me your Instagram.
There's auditions now, like TV, that if I don't have a certain amount of following, I'm not in the room.
Right.
Wow.
Like, you have to, like, actors now, a lot is like you're following. Like, let me see your socials. Let me see your TikTok. Let me see this, that, and the fourth. Oh, okay. So you have following. You're probably more likely to get cast.
Yeah.
Isn't that so interesting? Because I feel like when we were like in high school, early college, it was like, don't post yourself on the internet.
Yeah.
Don't post yourself singing. Don't post yourself doing auditions.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that because I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was very like that.
I know. I remember. And now it's like, if you're not on the internet, are you even like a person?
Yep.
Do you even like do anything? Well, that was the other thing we were thinking too. We were like, well, they're going to go on our socials and like, I don't have singing videos. I don't have me doing anything. but like posing for pictures and like being an idiot on TikTok. Like, I don't have.
Well, that's where we're like, maybe we got to start singing, you guys.
I know. I just got to get out of my own dang way.
I'm scared.
So that they can approach us for the revival of Legally Blonde.
You're right. You're right.
And then when we do get cast, they can't be mad like Cameron Dallas and Ashley, right? And be like, they didn't deserve it. Be like, we've been doing this our whole lives.
And that's T2, Sierra. It's not like where we feel like, oh, you probably don't deserve it. I said, I
said, check the receipts.
Check the receipts. How long have we been doing theater for? Right, you know, it's not we don't know what we're doing. Cameron Dallas, I'm so sorry. That was bad.
We're so sorry, Cameron Dallas.
Yeah, they shouldn't have done that to you, though.
Yeah, it's not his fault. We've said this before.
And I was going to say, and he probably was like, hell yeah, like, let me do this. And he got to be on Broadway.
Right.
But was that his dream?
No.
Did he save all that money going, I'm just going to get my Leducas and then I'll finally make it?
Not the Leducas. Okay, facts. I feel like there really is, and I don't know if it's just like the delusion of like theater kids, but there really is something about like, and then if I can just get this like one like teacher to like work with this one teacher, then I will really be able to like do this thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not going to be just this one thing.
Yeah. I remember begging my mom, right? It was always one thing of, you have to drive me to like, can you please drive me to this audition in LA? This is going to be it. Or this vocal instructor who's an hour away, or the Leducas, or, you know, whatever it was. Like, there was always something that we convinced ourselves like, but that's all I'm missing. That's what they have that I don't.
Yeah. Master classes had a chokehold on me.
Yes.
I was like, if I can just do this master class because so-and-so from whatever Broadway show, ensemble tree number 5, is going to be like leading this thing.
And then they're going to recognize my talent and call up the director immediately.
Yep.
Call up Stephen Sondheim himself.
Literally. And like, master classes are great. And like, if you do theater, like, you should do them, and they're like super helpful. But like, they really, like, I don't know if it was just like also like our teachers or like our instructors like pushing this, like, these master classes are going to like change your life. Like, I don't know what that was about, but they had a chokehold on me. I was like, I have to go.
Yeah.
This is how I get discovered.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just talking a little shade, it's probably because like all the old like Broadway stars, they're like, well, we got to still teach now. So that's why
make money.
That's why there's so many master classes, because it's like the ex person from Mean Girls, the ex person from Dear Evan Hansen, and the ex person it just goes on and on and on, you know? And
right.
They're like, you know, they're like, we've done my Broadway thing. Let me do some master classes. So, so they're just feeding us master classes.
Right. It's just shoving them down. Here you go.
Ooh, okay. Do you think the image you have of yourself matches the image that other people have for you? Like, the way that you see yourself, is that the same that other people see you?
Yes and no. I feel like, for the most part, I think how people see me is how I am, but I think I'm much softer and kinder and just like more silly than people think I am. I feel like I like the way I've come across is more just like, oh, you know, like confident, like we said before, like very confident and like headstrong or whatever. But like, once you get to know me, I'm like just a clown. Like,
yeah,
I'm just here to like LOL and like live, laugh, love. And like smile and stuff. Like, that's all I'm here to. I'm just here to have a good time. Yeah.
Like, you are, like, I think, right? I think you're equal parts goofball and bad bitch. But the bad bitch is what people see first.
Right.
So maybe it's the initial perception is less accurate, but once they see the goofball, then it's like, oh, that's right.
That's right. Yeah. That's a good one.
Well, I think for me that my perception also matches what you guys see, like the bubbly, like energetic golden retriever vibe. I think that's it matches.
I also think you're more philosophical than people think you are. Like, you have like, we have like deep conversations about like really like a wide variety of things all the time, and I don't think that like that's something that people would automatically like be able to see about you until they like really talk to you.
I'm sure, because they probably just think that I'm just like, which true, but I also love deep conversation.
Like,
I love just knowing, like, what do you think about that? And like,
and dissecting things.
I like that. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, how can I tell people that I'm down to have deep talks and not know
surface? Pull out this game.
Good idea.
So, Yes. So anyways, this philosophical question that I'm going to ask. Right.
I like that.
Yeah.
What title would you give this chapter in your life?
Oh, that's good.
That is a really good one.
I don't know what, I don't know how accurate this is, but the first thing that came into my mind was finally thriving. Oh, I feel like for a really long time, it was like, at first it was like, I was really like just barely keeping my head above water with like mental health and stuff in high school and into my like later teens and even early 20s. And then like it was, it felt for a while like I was all, after I fixed that, it was like I was always chasing the next thing. Like I just once my YouTube channel takes off, just once I finish school, just once I get married, just once, like it was always that. And I feel like now I'm finally just kind of settled in to where I am and like enjoying my life and giving myself permission to just exist and to enjoy things and to not always be rushing to what's next.
When do you think this chapter started?
Probably after Grace left the newborn phase. Okay. I think after she was about 3 or 4 months old, I really kind of settled into myself. I also really reevaluated my priorities in a way that I think motherhood kind of forced me to do, to be like, what do I actually care about? What actually matters? And like reassessing my priorities and even things like deciding to step away from the main channel for a while and to scale that back a lot. I think I had been holding on to that for a really long time because it was like, this is what people expect of me. And then I think realizing that like I'm putting so much time and energy into this thing that like I am not really enjoying doing anymore and I don't need to do just because I'm afraid of like disappointing people. But as like surface, as like cliches, this is like, you really do only have one life.
Right.
And like, do I really want to spend this amount of time on this thing that is not bringing me joy and is taking me away from other things that I'm more passionate about, whether it be my personal life and having more time with Grace or even like bringing the podcast back.
Right.
Like I didn't have time to do this really. And I get so much out of this and I'm so glad that we did it.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just finally getting into that space where I'm giving myself permission to just make my own priorities purely for me and my happiness and my life and my family.
That was so beautiful.
Yeah. Wow.
And congratulations. That's so nice to hear and just to know that you are like thriving, you know, like that just feels so good. I'm so happy for you.
Me too. And it's so easy to just like keep doing what you've been doing and like keep doing what has been like working right for you. And like you said, like people expect that of you.
Yeah.
So it's just easy to just keep doing what you've been doing, whether you're happy or not.
Yeah. I think I was just on the hamster wheel. Keep going. This is what I'm supposed to do. And then also feeling like this was my dream. And also this is so many other people's dreams. And so how dare I walk away? How dare I not appreciate it? But at the end of the day, like it was my dream to like do the main channel full time and post 2 videos a week and grind, hustle. And that was, and it's not now. And both of those things can coexist.
Right.
Different chapter, baby.
Yeah. What about you?
I think that I would call this chapter of my life like the discovery phase. Because I think I thought I knew what I wanted in life. And I thought I knew, like, I thought I knew myself more than I actually did. And now I feel like I'm kind of relearning a lot of things and like kind of reparenting myself and really trying to figure out what my priorities are in life and what I feel like is important. Because I don't really know right now. Like, I'm really trying to like look at all of the areas in my life. Like, okay, my relationships, this is what I need for my relationships. This is what I need for like my work life balance, like all of those things. I'm like discovering all of that now. And it's been kind of fun. It's been a little stressful to like try to figure all of it out and kind of feel like I'm just in limbo, like just living and I don't really know like what I'm doing. But it's been fun finding things that are important to me that I can be like, this is important. I really care about this thing and I can put efforts into this thing. So the discovery phase is fun. Also, that reminds me of Real Housewives of Potomac, where remember when Giselle was like, Giselle was asking Karen about her business or whatever. And Karen was like, well, you know, I'm in the discovery phase. And she's like, what does that mean? She's like, I'm discovering.
Yeah, she hasn't done anything.
Yeah, she hasn't done anything.
She's just discovering.
She's just discovering her. She's like, well, what's the brand? She's like, I'm in the discovery phase. She goes, I guess she's discovering what her brand is. And I was like, very that. But anyway, yeah.
I love that. The discovery phase.
This is a wild card. Oh. All players write the three most important things in life to you. Compare. Mm. Maybe we don't have to write it. We just could just say it.
Okay.
Or we, yeah. Three most important things in life to you.
You know what's so interesting about that question? Literally 3 or 4 nights ago, I was reading a book about like reassessing your priorities. Like
reading or listening?
Listening. You're right. I was listening. I was listening to a book and it was talking about making sure that your actions line up with your priorities. Mm. And I thought that was really interesting because I think, again, with that like hamster wheel, a lot of the times we just do things without thinking about like, OK, what is this actually a priority for me? And I wrote down, I think, in my phone, like my top priorities in life.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
And so I have to find it. If you guys want to go.
Yeah. Mine, I think the top three things that are like the most important to me are like happiness, whatever that means for you or whatever, happiness. Being true and authentic to yourself, like being who you really are. And then relationships, platonic, romantic, all of that, familial, just strong relationships.
Mm-hmm. I feel like those are all really good things to like prioritize in your life. Like those are all things that are not like temporary, right? Those are all things that will be part of who you are your entire life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. It's so deep.
I think that honestly they kind of sound like yours but in different words, just like love. I think that that is, I just giving and receiving love, that's all I want in this life, honestly,
right?
That's just a big thing. And having and laughing and just I'm really about to say live, laugh, love again. and like you said, happiness.
Living, laughing, and loving.
I'm gonna get that shit tattooed on me. That's funny.
Yeah, at this point.
And like you said, like happiness, laugh, like just really, I wanna laugh because life is so, it's so funny sometimes. It's like all you can do is laugh, and it's just, I don't wanna take life too seriously because like Sierra said, as cliched as like, I have one life. And so I just wanna love, laugh, and just experience everything that I can,
right,
which is living your life.
Yeah, in my life.
Good grief.
What else can
living,
I say? I mean, there's nothing
but
else. There's nothing else important
true.
To me. There's nothing else that I care about. Truly, I just, that's all I want, and just have a good time while I'm here, and just love as many people. And maybe that third one would be like me, feeling like I don't know. I just feeling like I made a difference in at least one person's life.
Yeah. Right.
That's a good one.
You made a difference in my life.
Stop.
You made a difference in like a lot of people's lives. So like that's already like check that box.
That's true.
No.
I mean, look. Yeah. I mean, you could look at the comments and for the podcast and like look in your DMs. You
cut
know?
The tape. Cut the tape. I'm crying. Cut the tape.
You know. But it's true. And I feel like it. This is a really unique situation to be in because people don't really tell you if you have like a regular job, you know, whatever, like a traditional job, people don't really tell you like you've really impacted my life and you change, like I've never thought about this way and I really felt like, but like this is a very unique experience where we get to hear, you know, how people really feel about us, and it's like our stories like really mean things to people, and
yeah,
you know, it's nice to, you get reminded, right, that like your stories and your life can make a difference for other people, whether you are directly speaking to them or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, P. Oh, Sierra.
Okay.
She'll clean herself up over here.
I was like, I can't keep talking.
I need the tissues for this episode. So I wrote down what the question was, the most important things in your life.
Yes.
Okay. I put number one, grace. Specifically, raising a happy, well-adjusted child and using this time in my life to cultivate a good relationship with her that will last a lifetime.
Wow.
So like setting her up for success in her life, right? Giving her like a firm foundation of a childhood.
Yeah.
And hopefully setting up our relationship so that the rest of our lives we can grow together.
Yeah.
Right.
And then second, I put Steven at having a happy marriage that lasts for the rest of our lives. And then, well, I guess I have four things on here, but
I want to hear it.
I said being happy, mm-hmm. enjoying my life and being a fun, vibrant person without feeling I need to temper down who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that I do a lot of, like you're talking about, you know, am I too much or are you just not enough?
Yeah.
I think I am embarrassed when people point out that I am so loud and over the top. And so I feel the need to dial that back. And I want to get to a point where I can just be the vibrant person that I am without feeling like I need to dial it back.
Yeah.
For the comfort of other people.
Mm-hmm. I feel that deeply in my bones.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I said was creating joy in the moment for myself and those around me.
Mm-hmm.
Creating mm-hmm. meaning and not just building a legacy. I think we focus a lot on the future. I think especially with like my channel, right? I focus a lot on like the long term, the body of work, the legacy, the impact, instead of like the moment to moment. Like people are listening to us talk right now.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of like, what is my entire channel, my entire body of work? What is this moment? And mm-hmm. just creating joy and meaning in that moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead of always thinking about the big picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good. Those are really good. I feel like we could all, I think everybody could benefit from like really sitting down with themselves and thinking like, what is truly important, and get as specific as those things. Cause yeah, I was like, yeah, she was like, live, laugh, love. Obviously in more words, but like, I'm sure that you could be like really specific on those things, and that could like really impact how you live your day to day life.
And that's what I'm trying to do, is with those four priorities that I wrote down when I'm making decisions about my life. Deciding, does this fit into any of these four priorities? No, then why am I doing it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it making me happy? Is it for Grace? Is it for Steven? Is it creating joy in the moment for the people around me?
Yeah.
If it's not, why am I doing it?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's so good. I think I'm like gonna do that like when I get back
you
home.
Should. Yeah. You should.
This is really good, you guys.
I'm so good.
Ugh, another therapy session.
I know. Yeah. Totally. Whose turn is it?
Is it your turn or is it my turn?
Oh, no, I pulled the wild important card. Things. Okay. Yeah.
When you're asked how you are, how often do you answer truthfully?
Never.
Never.
How you doing? Really?
Well, actually, let me re-say that, because I feel like when people ask you, yeah, I was just going to say, it depends, because if people are like, how you doing? I'm like, oh, yeah, good. How are you? And I think that that's a problem. Like, you kind of just say it to go. But if people are like, oh, how you doing? I'm like, I usually will open up if I feel comfortable to and let them into what I'm actually going through, I think.
Never.
Really?
Mm-mm. Unless you're asking. Like, it really depends on who's asking me.
I feel like if someone says, how are you, in that tone, great, how are you? Fine, how are you? If someone says, how have you been, like you're catching up, then I get a little bit more truthful about like the specifics of what's been going on in my headspace.
Right.
I feel like I'm often not well. Like, I'm fine.
Right.
But like, not actually, but I don't feel the need to like explain that or go into that, or I don't feel like sometimes it's like a lot, right, to like explain that, and I just feel like I don't want to be a burden on like, or bring the mood down or any of that, like especially if I'm around people who just know me as like part, like we're here to like kick it and have a good mm-hmm. time and like party. I'm not trying to be like, yeah, no, I'm like literally depressed, so like lol, like, and right. I would just rather not.
Mm-hmm.
So I am always like, oh yeah, no, I'm good, live, laugh, love. How many times have we said live, laugh, love in this episode? Let's calculate. Yeah. No, probably not ever.
Yeah.
So follow-up question. How are you really?
Fine. No, I think I am. I think I am doing well.
Good.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I think because I've been able to do things that I really care about. I have a hard time doing things I don't care about and it feeling like I'm okay. Because I just get so frustrated and like bored and stuff. And that has, boredom is really rough for me. But I've been able to spend time with my sister, and I've been like, you know, in LA, like my apartment, and I've been hanging out with you guys and spending a lot of time doing things that I really care about.
Mm-hmm.
And those things make me really happy.
Right.
So I'm doing well.
Good.
Doing good.
Love that.
I love that. I'm really glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm honored to be a part of you doing good.
Yes, yes, yes. You guys make, I was so excited to come and film. Like, yeah. I was like, I can't, what day is it?
Yeah.
I need to go. I'm ready to film this podcast. Yeah, yeah.
Agreed. All right, you guys, we are doing level three, which is reflection. Why do you think we met?
I think specifically Paloma and I meeting at Big Bear was fate. Mm-hmm. I think the way that all shook out with, like, she wasn't going to be your plus one.
Right.
It was like you just happened to be free. Like, and then everything fell in place so perfectly for the podcast. I think that was fate. I think we met so that we could do this together.
Agree.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
We met so we can take over the world. Yes. You know, like that's really is what happened.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Wow. Okay. Sorry. This was not mine to answer. Go on.
No. Right. Right.
And I think we all kind of as a group came together. Yes. For the podcast. But I also think we all really needed each other in very different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the podcast is kind of like a microcosm of that. We see the ways like that we all kind of needed each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, agree. I think you and I met, and I guess as selfish as this sounds, like, I feel like I needed the encouraging voice that you have. Like, you were, like, probably the most encouraging person in my life right now. Like, I feel like I can literally accomplish anything after speaking to you, and it's so, like, it's so fueling. I'm like, right, like, well, Sierra said I could, like, I could do this. Like, I could do anything.
That was so beautiful. That's like, that's so nice because like I truly just, I believe in you so much. And like, I see just so much potential for you. And then also like everything that you've been through and just how strong of a person that's made you. And like, I want to see you succeed, honestly, like more than I want to see myself succeed. Cause I just think you're so deserving. And like I've never met someone who I think is so deserving of like a platform. And like that was, oh my God. That was honestly like one of the biggest reasons I wanted to bring the podcast back, because I was like, I have been given this gift of like a platform and an audience who like wants to listen and hear someone who has like so much to say and like such a powerful voice and powerful perspective. And like, I think like the world like needs to hear that. And like, even like I meet people all the time now who tell me like how much you specifically like, and finding you through the podcast has like changed them and their lives. And I think like you and I met because people like needed to hear you.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
I love you so much.
I love you too. Now it's about to get, yeah, good luck to you.
This is so not okay. I'm not okay. I'm just like watching this love fest.
Well, you're not okay. I think we met because I don't think, as dramatic as it sounds, I don't think I would have survived like any of the things that I went through without you. Like every single hard thing that has happened in my life, you were there for. And I just wouldn't have been able to get through it. And you're always right. Love you, bro.
I love you. Always love you, babe.
What the hell's going on?
We play board games. We cry.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. I mean, like, you and Paloma have, like, you guys are, like, family to each other. Like, it is beyond, like, when people are like, oh, we're so close. We're like sisters. Like, no, it is, like, a different level with what you guys have, like, helped each other through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's like, it's kind of sad that like it's great and I'm glad that we have to, but like the things that we've like gone through, like it just like it sucks. But like, thank God, because not everybody has a Paloma.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody has someone that really, really loves and cares about you and like will literally do anything. Like we talk about, like if I killed somebody, I'm like, I know that she would be like, well, where are we hiding the body?
Gotta go to Home Depot, get a shovel.
Get a shovel. Exactly.
Oh,
it's giving ride or die.
Yeah.
I hate this game. Just kidding. I really like this. This is really, really nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to just cry. Like I'm trying to like get words together. It's just that we met, like you said, at the right time and how it needed to happen. It feels so fate.
Yeah, it does.
You know? And like Ryan said, you're just so inspirational.
Yeah.
And you make me feel like I can do anything.
Because you can. You really can. God, this is so bad.
It's just
the first level three question.
Right. Oh my God, you're so right.
Yeah, and I don't see a life like without you in it. And it's so crazy. Like, we never were together, but now I can't see my life without you. Like, I love you so much, and you're such a, we were supposed to meet, you know? The way that just you brought her, like, us to each other is just so crazy. Like, I cannot get over how that worked out, because I was not supposed to go. And, like, my car broke down, and, like, everything was not going for me to go. Like, there was no reason for me to go. And it just, things happen in funny ways. And I have to stop. Ryan, I'm going to make it short and sweet. Why we met, baby, because we're fucking family and we are together, you know?
Yeah.
We love each other, and I can't wait to do the rest of our lives each other, but together. Okay. Next question, please.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is a nice one. Okay. How would you describe me to a stranger?
Okay, I'm trying to imagine, like, specifically if someone was like, oh, like, tell me about, like, your podcast co-hosts. Like, what are they like? Like, what would I say about Ryan? I'd be like, Ryan is so funny. Ryan is, like, you're so confident and you're so creative. I think, like, creative is, like, the number one word I would use to, like, describe you, and also, like, specifically, like, our work relationship.
Mm.
Like, you just bring so much creativity to everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even with the podcast, I remember when we were, like, figuring out the branding and stuff, and all three of us were just like, I don't like see it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you brought us the branding board with the colors and the font and the aesthetic and the 70s vibes, and we were like, that's it. Like, you have that creative vision.
Thank you.
And I think I would also describe you as incredibly relatable and in so sure of who you are.
Mm. That's nice. I like that. I do.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. What would I say? I'd be like, the funniest, great time, and a just loving person. Like, just, that's it.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And like Sierra said about creative, like, you're just so creative. I love that about you. Like, and the wit.
Yeah. And you're so funny.
She's so funny.
You're, like, probably the funniest person I know. And I feel I overshadowed that with the creativity work stuff, but you're so freaking funny.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank it's you. That dang wit, man.
Yeah. Like, you're so quick.
Yeah.
I think it's, we talk about this all the time. Like, I didn't realize how important, like, wit was to me in, like, a romantic relationship. Like, we need to be able to, like,
go back and forth.
Otherwise, it's not going to work.
Yeah. The banter's fun.
The banter. Yeah, I need it. I need it. That was a good one. Thanks, all guys. Right. Very sweet.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
No.
You need tissues, man.
No, not tissues.
Oh, it's good, good.
Makes me uncomfy. What do you admire most about me?
I admire, there are many things. Many things. I think I'll do three because there's a laundry list.
Oh.
I admire how hardworking and determined you are. Like, you do so many things. I feel like you film like 45 videos at one time, and you like know what you're doing, and you're like on top of it. You know, like I really admire your perseverance and things. You're like, I said I was going to do this, and this is what I'm doing, and this is what we need to do. Tenacity.
Mm-hmm.
You like truly, truly, I really admire that. I also like think you're like an incredible mom. Like, watching you with Grace is like so entertaining. Like, this morning when we were just flipping through the music and whatever, just chilling with her on the couch, I was just watching you. It was like TV. Mm-hmm. And like, I truly, like, you are such a great mom, and like, I admire you for that. And like, I don't have children, and I'm not really in the business of having children anytime soon. But like, if I do, like, I'm like, I won't be, I'm like Sierra. Like,
yeah, that's what we said. We've said that multiple times.
We're
like, oh, Sierra's an amazing mom. We want to be just like her.
That's so sweet. That's like honestly, like the highest compliment.
Truly, you're a great mom.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Very fun to watch.
I know. I honestly want to like add on to the admiration of like what a great mom you are. Like, you are just so amazing with Grace. And I'm like, I want to just have that same just love and lightness that you just have with her. It's just so admirable.
Yeah.
And just how you are with people and how like Ryan also said, like you know what needs to be done and you know how to do it. And you're just such a go-getter.
Yeah.
Like that is, you are just such a go-getter and you won't settle.
Yeah.
You know?
Like you are like the definition of like boss bitch.
Yeah.
It's true.
Dead ass.
Like you.
That's you.
Yeah. Like you know what you know what you want. You know what you're doing and you know what needs to be done in order to get the things done.
And now you have your list of what's priority, like your priorities. Like, and hearing that.
That's, is inspiring. That's why I was like, I gotta go home. Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think I've struggled with figuring out how to take that like go, 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 do thing into like not just always being about like what's next, business, success, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think hearing that from you guys is very sweet and touching that like it, you feel like it's not just the like business side, but also in priorities in life.
And I mean, being a go-getter, not just like in work wise, just in life, you just want to see and experience everything. That's at least what, from my lens, you just seem like the person that just wants to like explore and enjoy life to its fullest. Like everything that it has to offer, you want to do it.
Yeah.
I thank you. That's very sweet.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a hard time accepting like compliments and love like that, which I think is common.
Yeah.
So I just thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
If I get another crying card down.
Okay, wild card. Oh, this one's fun. Scroll through each other's Instagrams, find the picture you feel best represents your partner's essence, and comment why you chose that image. Oh. So we're all going to go to the Instagram, pick one image,
okay,
and comment why you chose that image and best represents the essence.
And we got to describe the picture for the audio listeners.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Shall we start with... Let's do girl Ryan. Or...
Yeah, let's do Ryan.
I don't do it for myself, right?
No.
No, right. Okay.
You pick the picture that represents that you think.
I like this one because I look hot.
Right.
Okay, it's the essence of Ryan.
Okay.
I know. I've got mine.
Okay.
Do you think ours are the same?
I wonder
if they are.
Okay.
Ready?
Let's show. One, two, three. Oh, that was my second choice.
Ooh.
Okay, so the one I chose of Ryan is her at the Carousel Bar in San Diego. And you're smiling, you're in like a hot outfit, and you're holding a drink.
Right.
And I feel like it's like, bad bitch, but I'm here to have fun.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's so you. You're like,
love that.
You're like, yes, I'm dressed so hot, and you're probably so intimidated because I just am that bitch.
Right.
But also like, exactly.
That was going to be my first pick, but I was like, no. I want to find like more essence. And the one that I chose is the one that is from our promo shoot of us three holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan's just like, when I zoom in the middle, she's like literally giving, yes, let's go. I'm here for a good time, you know, like, and it's just giving Ryan.
Right.
It is.
It's giving
Ryan.
Yeah. It's self-explanatory.
I love that. I think that one I really like a lot. Because, like, you know, it's very in my element. Like, we're at a bar, whatever, got a drink in my hand. But also, like, the smile is, like, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, mm-hmm. like kind of like the smile you give to, like, your mom when she's, like, smile. You're, like, tea.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But also, you're in, like, a cool bar with the lights. Right. You're holding a drink.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then that one, too. That, I mean, I remember when we actually took that photo specifically because we were like singing Legally Blonde. And like, which is like my favorite thing to do. And just were like we were just like throwing our hands up and just having a good time. And also we were just like living, laughing and loving.
Exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome.
should we find Sierra's pick?
Yes.
Okay. So the picture I chose was of Sierra holding the piece of ice when you were in Alaska. This picture brought me so much joy when I saw it. I was like, she is living her best life. Like, the joy in your face, and this is how you are with life. Just like, oh my gosh, look how sick this is. Like, I'm just so happy and just like, it's
in
just
nature.
And
like,
just in nature
your,
and you're just in your element. Mm-hmm. Like, you just look, that's Sierra.
That was my first choice. Yeah. I switched it, but that's the one I was going to choose too.
Okay.
Because
you had
that.
Like the big smile and like you were holding like, nature when your hands like
that's
like
her favorite
thing. Yeah. Okay, I chose a picture of you holding Grace in at the beach.
Let me see which one,
because
that
you
was my second one.
Love the beach, you love being in the water. Grace is like your favorite thing ever. Obviously you guys are smiling together, like it's like your favorite things in a photo. If Steven was there,
Yeah.
Then
he took the picture.
Well, then there it is. But yeah, this one. You guys look so sweet and cuddly, and the beach. Like, I'm sure you jumped in the water after this photo. Like,
yeah, right. That was my birthday this year. Oh. And that's, I told Steven all I wanted for my birthday was to like go to the beach and like watch the sunset and have a cheese board. And so he like made a little cheese board and he like snapped that photo of us. And that is so, both those photos I feel like are moments where I was like truly myself.
Yeah. I love that.
Oh,
we did it. We got it. We got a good one.
Okay, now we got to do pee.
Ooh, which one am I going to do?
It's hard because I feel like it's like almost her profile photo, which is like such good branding.
Right.
Like your profile photo is so you.
Oh, I love that.
Totally. You got it?
I got mine.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. This picture.
Oh.
It's Paloma in the merch doing a photo shoot for Ryan before we had even met.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And this is like just the Paloma I know with like your smile is so genuine. You're like with the hand and you're just living, laughing, loving.
Right.
Yeah.
And like so carefree and just like so cute.
Aww. You really made that shoot.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Truly. Like I remember looking at this picture. It's like, oh, she looks so good.
Wow.
Like you look great.
Wow. Thank you so much. Anything for the merch.
Right. Okay. The photo I chose was this one.
That was my second choice.
At the wherever this was, I can't remember.
Carrera Cafe. Yeah.
Yes. Because a few things. Your hair is super cute. And, you know, you're getting into your hair girly era. There's food, your favorite thing. And your smile, like the sweet smile, like the.
Yep.
I love it.
Does Paloma not just have like the best smile in the entire world? Like the fact that you didn't get that Crest commercial. Criminal. Were they thinking?
Delusion.
Oh my God.
Who has a better smile?
I don't know. Name them.
The teeth were too big.
The teeth are perfect.
Yeah, oh my God. Thank you guys so much. Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Ooh. What am I most qualified to give advice about? That's a good one. Nothing. She's an idiot.
Don't take her advice.
Yeah.
I'm going to say being your authentic self.
Mm.
If I'm thinking about like, okay, when Grace is older, if she's like going through something and I'm like, I am not qualified to give you advice on this. You got to go talk to someone else. And it's just like not being true to you, not living life for you and your priorities. I would be like, Ryan, get your ass over here.
Right.
Because Grace needs to hear from you on how to like be true to yourself and who you are.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. I will. Grace, when you're ready, come on over.
And mine was kind of like along those lines, like you said, Sierra, where it's like having my daughter. I was like, I would want Ryan, and I just want you shamelessly to be like my kid's auntie, like just really just be the auntie. But the reason is because you're just so good in that role. And I feel like advice, especially for younger girls, and maybe it is because you have Rosalyn. And so you have that, you've worked at and you know how to speak with someone who's younger and really make them feel heard. And feel seen and appreciate and just give them some good advice. I think that you got some specialty with like just younger women and just like, I think that that's really beautiful.
Oh,
you know, if you like in a different life, if you didn't, you know, go the route that you are with, you know, acting and social media, I could see you being such a good like motivational speaker and like maybe like a director of like a girls group.
Mm.
Like I could see you being that person. For girls, especially who don't have like a strong female figure in their life who they can go to for advice, where you will give them advice, no BS, 100%, right. And you're there for them and you care.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I feel like in another life like that could have been, I like kind of wanted to be like a teacher. My mom was a teacher, so I think that was, but I wanted to be a special needs teacher, which is like, I mean, so far off of what I'm doing now.
Yeah,
right.
But yeah.
I could see you being like a support group counselor.
Mm.
Ooh. Yeah. You're like the peer leaders uniting students teacher. You're like, all right.
Totally.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
What do I need to hear right now?
Ooh.
You are making the right decision to.
That's literally what I was going to say.
And you taking account into your priorities and like knowing what you want and knowing what you got to do.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're doing everything right.
Yeah. You're doing everything right.
all of
it. I do need to hear that. I like, I'm such like an overthinker. I feel like everything I do, I'm like, oh my God, like this is the wrong choice. Am I doing, like, is this the right thing? Especially with social media and stuff, like, and stepping away from the main channel and just not spending as much time on like the internet in general as I was. It's like, am I throwing away this amazing gift and opportunity I've been given? And I think I do need to hear that, like, I am making the right choice.
You are.
You are.
Check the list, baby.
Yeah. And it's clear because I know you feel better.
I do. I feel so much better.
Mm-hmm. So you got to be doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You're doing it all right.
Thanks. Yeah. Okay. Last card.
Last one, baby.
Hit us where it hurts.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. Wild card. Take a selfie together.
Yeah!
Oh, gladly.
Oh my God, that's cute.
That's cute. That's good because I don't. One. I have no tears left to cry.
Just like Ariana Grande.
Yeah, for real.
Okay.
Which how just are we doing on this? The, I got. I'm, oh, yeah, I'm over here on the edge. Right.
Yeah, that's
I'm gonna go far.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Okay, wait. Let me lean in. There we go.
Oh, cute.
Cute.
Well, if you want to see our selfie, you can go follow the 20 whatever Instagram.
Yes. Yes.
Subtle plug.
Subtle plug. Wow. That was really fun.
Thanks for like, bringing that game.
Of course. I feel, and here's the thing. It's not like I didn't know the two of you, but like, I feel really, really close with you guys like right now.
Yeah. Me too.
This is a good game to play with like your friends, even your family. Like I said, I played this with my sister. That was like really deep. Imagine playing this with your mom.
No tears left to cry.
That's a cry fest. Yeah. But like, imagine how much closer you guys would feel, especially like as adults, right? Like that could really take your relationship to the next level.
Yeah. And you know, I think this would be such a good game for people to play with a partner when they're like considering taking that next step, whether it's like getting married, moving in together.
Yep. They have a couples expansion pack and I've heard incredible things about
it. I want to get it.
You should.
Ooh.
And they have a family pack too that my mom just bought.
Oh, and like you're right. You told me about the family pack. So then your mom with like siblings. Oh my God, imagine when Grace is older and you can like really strengthen that bond. Yeah. With
or you
questions.
Could play that with like your like if you guys have your parents over or something like that, and your brother. Like you could really like
that'd be so good. Be
so awesome.
Emotions. This one's really
This was I knew it was gonna be like, you know, like fun and like a little deep, but I did not expect to like cry like that.
I know.
I really did.
The tears came so suddenly for me when you started talking about like why we met and like I just there was no. I feel like usually when I cry, I feel like that build.
The build up.
There was no like, build.
Tears.
Boom. Here they are. Well, that's it. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.